We're beginning a new series from the book of Proverbs, and our scripture today begins in Proverbs chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words and insights, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I am so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can use the website or the Christ Church app. As the days of summer are upon us, do you have some favorite activities this time of year? Maybe it's gardening or being out in the yard. When I was younger and approaching the beginning of summer, there were a lot of things on my mind, and much of it was foolishness. School was out, freedom was in the air, and me and my buddies, we were looking for new and exciting, adventurous things to do. And some of our ideas weren't the best. Growing up, there was a guy named Evel Knievel, maybe you heard of him, who rode his motorcycle up these ramps, and he jumped over all these lined up cars below. He was one of our heroes. We dreamed of jumping over things too on our bikes. So we found scrap plywood, and we used 2x4s from the houses being built in the neighborhood, and we built our own ramps for jumping. And the angles were fairly reasonable at first. You'd ride up the ramp and you'd be airborne for a split second, and that was cool. But then we began to test the limits. Our young engineering minds wondered, how steep could you make the ramps and get the most airtime? Well, our ramp angles begin to inch up higher and higher. And of course, we were hitting the ramp with increasing speed too, so that we could get airborne. Eventually, we did find out how high you could go, but it didn't end well. It usually meant someone's bike got trashed, or worse yet, one of us got hurt. Have you ever had the thought, maybe we shouldn't have done that? Or have you ever made any foolish decisions you wish you could undo? When I was younger, many things I did were not very wise. In fact, they were foolish. But even back then, there was a voice within me that said, there's another way. There's another path. You have other choices you can make. I just didn't know exactly how to get there at times. Well, today as a pastor, I see the need for wisdom more than ever. We need it as children, youth, and adults. Who do we listen to? Where do we turn? We need wisdom in every aspect of our lives. How do we grow up? Who should we have as friends? What priorities should we have? How do we act? What does God want us to do? How do we live our lives? How should we relate to one another? How do we get along in our families, with our friends? How do we navigate relationships, singleness, marriage, parenting, grandparenting? What should be our focus in retirement, with our health, as we age? And these are individual issues, and then we need wisdom more than ever today in the public world of government, politics, social issues, law, economics, and business too. There is great need for wisdom today. And yet, where do you get it? Do you buy it? How do you acquire it? Well, wisdom is not something that we automatically come by. It's something we seek. It's something we pursue. And we know that not everybody seeks it. In fact, some neglect it, reject it, blow it off. Where do we go for wisdom today? I want to suggest a great practical source for wisdom today is the book of Proverbs. Post Proverbs in the chat. What can we say about the book of Proverbs? It is ascribed to King Solomon. As a young king, Solomon asked God for wisdom before anything else. And God blessed him with wisdom. He became known for it. The book of Proverbs has 31 chapters, one chapter for each day of the month. It's written from the perspective of the wise sage, someone who has experienced life. So throughout June and July, I want to ask you to read a chapter from Proverbs each day, and then reflect, journal, and pray. It won't take but perhaps 10 minutes. Join me and read the chapter for that day, and then pick one or two verses that jump out at you, that speak to you, and then reflect. What is it saying to me? And then journal, write down your thoughts, and then pray. Ask God, speak this word of wisdom into my life. Try it with me during June and July. I started with chapter 12 today. Let it be a new adventure seeking God and His wisdom this summer. As we look at our passages for today, the first thing we see is that the book of Proverbs was written to provide wisdom and discipline. Proverbs 1:1-4 reads, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining what? Wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life." Who doesn't want that? Get this, doing what is right and just and fair. Isn't that what we all want? For giving prudence, that means good sense, to the simple, and knowledge and discretion, that means good judgment, to the young. This book of Proverbs is written for all kinds of people, young and old, for the purpose of helping us attain wisdom and discipline, understanding, good sense, knowledge, good judgment, and guidance. Who wouldn't want that? In our heart of hearts, deep down, we all want that because the image of God within us says, yes, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's who I'm created to be. So how come wisdom doesn't just automatically happen? Well, notice this principle next from the Proverbs. The wise fear the Lord, fools despise wisdom and discipline. We don't all live up to our potential. We don't all become the people God wants us to be. Hello? We have a fallen human nature. That's what the story of Adam and Eve is all about. We are broken, incomplete. We struggle. We struggle with shortcomings and with sin. We need help. We need help from God to be restored. We also have a free will. We're free to make choices, free to decide, free to use our will for better or for worse, to do good or to do evil, and we don't always choose well. That's one of the main differences between a wise and foolish person in the Scriptures. Wise people recognize they need God. They understand God is God and they are not. They know they need help. They know they don't have it all together. They look up and they recognize God as the Creator as the one greater. A wise person fears, loves, reveres, honors, respects God. They think, Lord, you are bigger, wiser than I. A foolish person doesn't think that. A fool doesn't think about any of that. Instead, they are self-centered, self-sufficient, self-reliant. They think, I don't need God. I don't need help. I can take care of myself. I can handle it on my own. You ever known persons like that? Consider these words from Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. That is something to recognize right away. Why wouldn't everyone want that kind of wisdom described in Proverbs chapter 1? Because some of us are too busy doing things our own way. There is something about our humanness that seeks independence and freedom apart from God. Remember Jonah? He knew God wanted him to preach to the people of Nineveh. But he said, no, I'm running away from that. I'm going to do my own thing. And how did that turn out for him? Getting thrown into the ocean. It took a big, big fish to get him back finally on track. We are warned against rejecting wisdom. God wants us to have wisdom. As creator of all that is, He created wisdom. Proverbs 8:22 speaks of the creation of wisdom. The Lord brought me forth as the first of His works. Before His deeds of old, I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. Before anything else, the Scripture says wisdom was created, was brought forth. God wants us to seek and to find, to discover and grow in His wisdom. But we have a choice. We don't always choose what God offers, but we're warned about it. At times in the Proverbs, we see wisdom is personified, given human characteristics. In Proverbs 1:22 through 26, wisdom personified shares some pretty strong language. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? There are three types of persons in Proverbs. The simple are immature. They lack judgment. They don't think too well. Fools are those who despise God's wisdom. I'll do it my way. I don't need any advice or help. Mockers are rebels against God and boast about it. Where are you, God? Or there is no God. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will you mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Proverbs 1:23 continues, if you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. You know, that happens. Calamity comes to people. And often the simple, fools, and mockers are left standing in the midst of a mess of their own making. And the writer of Proverbs says, wisdom personified laughs. The point made is this. It's not a good thing to reject the path of wisdom that God offers us. Isn't that so much of the Old Testament story? God called Israel to be His people, and He would be their God to lead, guide, protect, and provide for them. And when they walked according to God's ways, things went well. But when they turned away from God's path and went out on their own, things didn't go so well. Here's another thing to remember. There are spiritual benefits in seeking wisdom. Post benefits in the chat. There are good reasons to pursue wisdom, to seek it, to try and attain it. Listen to these action verbs from Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. My son, if you accept my words and store up my command within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the what? The knowledge of God. There is a pathway to understanding the fear of the Lord, what it means to honor, respect, have loving reverence for God. There is a pathway to find the knowledge of God. In the Old Testament, you pursue God. Seek His wisdom by obeying His law, following His commands. In the New Testament, you find the knowledge of God by pursuing His Son, Jesus Christ, and receiving the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit comes to live within us, we experience God's wisdom. In 1 Corinthians 1:30, the Apostle Paul shares these amazing words. Christ Jesus has become for us what? Wisdom from God. How does that happen? I remember going to college not really knowing what to do with my life. I thought, well, I'll get a degree in business, maybe make $1 million. And then I ran across the book of Proverbs. I found the Proverbs in my new study Bible. And I heard about them, that there were 31 chapters, one for each day. And so I simply started reading them. And God used Proverbs to give me a focus, a new focus, not on foolishness, simpleness, wickedness, but instead a focus on seeking wisdom and righteousness, direction, following after God. God's wisdom began to change my way of thinking, and the result of that change continues to impact me today. There are spiritual benefits in seeking wisdom. Next, there are practical benefits in pursuing wisdom too. Not only do we find the knowledge of God, the truth about God, but we also find direction and health. One of my favorite passages from Proverbs is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Who wants to wander around through life? Who wants to flounder? Who wants to get distracted or fall off into all kinds of wasteful pursuits? Why not have a straight path to all that God wants for you? Solomon goes on in Proverbs 3:7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Wow! You and I pursue God. We seek wisdom and He will make our paths straight. He'll give us direction and purpose. You pursue God and shun evil, and we experience health for our body and nourishment for our bones. Vitality, health, strength, these are such practical blessings, benefits for your life. Remember, wisdom is a most valuable possession. When you look at the message of Proverbs, reflect on what is being said, you realize the place that wisdom can have in your life. In Proverbs 8:10, wisdom is again personified. We read, choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can desire can compare with her. As a young man, I was captivated with the idea of making a lot of money. And then I ran into the Scriptures. I ran into Jesus. Particularly, I ran into the book of Proverbs. I realized that money is not the most valuable commodity in the world. wisdom is. Get this. With God's wisdom, you can navigate any circumstance. You can address any problem. You can discern the way forward. You can determine what is right and avoid what is wrong. You can understand what to do and be reminded what not to do. The peace, security, and satisfaction that comes with wisdom from God is your most valuable possession in the world. And God has made this wisdom available to us in Jesus. Scripture says, Christ Jesus has become for us wisdom from God. I hope that you will join me in pursuing God's pathway to wisdom today and throughout this summer. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, amazing Lord, we need wisdom and knowledge and discipline. Deep down, we know it, but it doesn't come automatically. We've got to come in humility and faith, seeking your wisdom and pursuing your truth. So help us to do it and to turn away from our simple and foolish ways. You have so much that you want us to experience. Speak to us about your wisdom today. Lord, we are grateful that Jesus Himself has become for us wisdom from God. You sent Him to us that we might know your wisdom in spirit and in truth. Thank you for pouring out your wisdom from on high through the Holy Spirit. It's in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I would love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. If you have prayer requests or a praise report, again, send them to us. We want to be praying for you. And thank you, yes, for your generosity. You know, your ongoing gifts continue to help us care for and reach new people for Jesus Christ and for His kingdom right here in Tulsa and in many places beyond. You can go online. You can use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities and find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, Jesus Christ has become for you wisdom from God. Hallelujah! Believe that, receive it, and live into it. For now, who do you know that needs this same wisdom from God?
So I broke two of my father's Queen records the other day.
Two of them?
Two, yeah. Now I want to break three.
You want to pray, but words escape you. You have trouble staying focused. You want to be a better listener in prayer, but your mind wanders. Praying in color is a helpful tool. Join us to learn about a different way to pray. We'll learn the basic steps of praying in color on Wednesday, June 15th at 6:30 p.m. in room 136. You can register at the Connect Desk.
Join us at the For the Master Tom Noggle Memorial Golf Tournament on June 25th at La Fortune Park on the Par 3 course. The $85 entry fee supports youth and adult missions. Sign up at the Connect Center.
Every stage of parenting has its challenges. We have a monthly support group for hurting parents of adult children that meets today, June 12th at 5 p.m. Contact Kathy Feister, Jill Prey for more information on how to participate. You don't have to suffer alone. There are other parents who understand and care.
You can find all this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.